Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome. Have a seat on the couch. Relax. Gather all your thoughts and feelings on the Pirates. It's time to talk about them. As Folsy and I perform a little Pirate therapy on people. You've been damaged as a Pirate fan. We just had Tom, 73-year-old client, who came in. We got him to remember roaming the fields of Cranberry as a young boy, pretending he was Bill Mazeroski in Wiffle Ball, falling in love with the Pirates, then falling out of love. He was hurt, Tom was. The Pirates injured him over the past 10 years, over the past 30 years. Tom needed to talk. He finally expressed that he's optimistic about these Pirates. He wants to feel that love again. The man before him, whose name I forget, his name was Jeff.
Jeff.
I just remembered. Said he was apathetic. We gently showed him that calling a radio show and complaining about the Pirates in great detail with every player in the lineup proved that he wasn't apathetic, that he cares a lot. He admitted that. All are welcome. If you need to rage, we can have some sort of aggression council. You can break things in here. If you need to cry, most of you do. You're welcome to do that in here, Folsy. Do you have tissues for people?
I do, yes.
Whatever. Many. Whatever needs to happen.
Many boxes of tissues.
Welcome. We want to know your feelings on these Pirates going into the season. Whether you're taking them seriously as a baseball entity or not, and either way is okay. Feelings aren't facts. Right, Folsy?
Sure.
412-928-9370. You can keep the music going, Folsy, if you'd like. I think that creates a certain dynamic in the room, a certain
atmosphere.
Tone. Yeah, the right atmosphere. What do we have?
We have Gene as our next client.
Gene, welcome.
Welcome. How you doing, Joe?
Oh, this is perfect. Good. How are you, sir?
Good. I wouldn't say I'm apathetic. I'm more frustrated than anything because when you only have four winning seasons since 1993, you don't know, you can't support a team like that. It's just very hard. They keep telling you next year is the year, and you keep waiting and waiting and waiting. And I think they are playing on an uneven baseball field because they need a salary cap league-wide.
How did you react? What's this guy's name again, Folsy? Gene?
Yes.
Gene, yes.
How did you react when they came back? Really, in 11 and 12, they started winning for a good portion of the season before collapsing. And then they won in 13, 14, and 15. Were you into that, Gene? Did you think that you had reached a new place?
Yes, I was there at the games, but I have not attended a live game since 2016.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. Where'd you grow up?
In Hazelwood.
Fell in love with the Pirates at a young age, I would imagine?
Yes.
Who was playing for them then?
Well, you go back to Roberto Clemente.
Mm.
I used to attend 10 to 20 games a year, Three Rivers Stadium. Even when they moved to PNC Park, I used to go to at least 10 games a year.
What will it take for you to go back to recapture your love, or do you think it's gone, Gene?
To make baseball an even playing field as far as salaries are concerned, and if they don't do that, as we've all talked about in the past, Bob Nutting has to spend more money wisely.
If they start winning, I think you're going to go back to a game. I think you're going to be captured by some of these young players like O'Neill Cruz. I think you're going to go back to a game this season, Gene. Am I right?
No. No, because if they have a losing record and they are not competitive, no.
What if they are competitive and have a winning record for the first couple months? I can see Gene in the outfield for a game in mid-June, or mid-Gene, as it were.
Joe, I guarantee you that will not happen.
I can guarantee
you that. I've stuck to this until baseball as a whole. Look at the other sports, Joe. They all have some sort of salary cap where they are competitive.
This is Gene's anger rising. We need to let him express it. Keep going.
This is a classic case of salary cap sadness. We see this in a lot of
salary cap sadness. I like that, Folsy. I like that. Hey, Joe, one thing I do have to say to you with Ron not being there.
Please.
I love it when you win every argument against.
So do I. And I feel like you're in a better place, Gene. I feel like you're hung up on the salary cap thing.
Well,
that's your sort of point of rage.
That's a way for them to be more competitive?
I'm past that, man. That's not going to happen. You have to realize what's realistic and what's not. So in lieu of a salary cap, which is never going to happen, what's going to make you happy? And if you're not happy, then you should just not watch, no matter what.
By Memorial Day, when they're out of it for sure, then that's when Steeler training camp starts.
Rage. Now we're getting somewhere.
Rage is getting,
Keep going, Gene. Keep going. Get it all out. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that young children have never seen the Pirates have a winning season. So how do you develop an interest if you have not seen some sort of winning team?
I think, in a sense, we're moving past anger into sadness, Folsy.
Yes. We're looking toward the next generation. Right. What's being left?
Sometimes
for our
anger
kids.
Covers up grief. Well, I feel by the end of this call, Gene will be weeping.
No, Joe and Folsy, just don't plan my funeral yet, even though I'm in my mid-60s.
I think if this team starts winning, Gene, you're going to be back. Maybe next year. Maybe it'll take until next year. Do you still watch on television? Tell the truth.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
There you go.
Good enough. We're in a good place. Thank you, Gene.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for stopping by, Gene.
Bye-bye.
This is unbelievable, Folsy, how this is working. Did you hear how nice he was at the end?
I know. We're leaving.
He's a hard-edged man.
Yes. He's got many layers to him.
Many layers. The first 10 are anger. But we got underneath that.
And when you're deep into salary cap sadness, it's tough to get over that. It really is. Because not much is going to change in that realm.
Yeah, you're stuck. You're stuck. You can't move. But by the end of it, he expressed concern for the children. And he thanked us. And I thought he left open the idea of him coming back to the ballpark. And he admitted very nicely that he still watches games.
Right. I think we're making him take steps toward acceptance of things.
Yes.
Acceptance of reality.
One more call on this, shall we?
One more. Let's go to Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. I'm glad I held on.
Of course.
I'm very interested in the Pirates, and I don't think that anyone, I probably have had more hurt and heartache than 95% of your listeners. And I cried as a boy when they traded Ralph Kiner when I was a 9-year-old boy, and I couldn't wait to tell my dad they traded Ralph Kiner for Hank Sauer. So I think I've been through a lot of heartache since I listened to Rosie Rosewell and Bob Prince do ticker tape of away games.
That is awesome that you've seen and heard and watched all that.
Yeah, they did away games. Rosie Rosewell and Bob Prince did away games ticker tape, and I learned to keep score in the late 40s, and they traded my hero, Ralph Kiner, in 52. Branch Rickey was called the Rickey Dinks because they lost 102 games. So I've been through baseball since I started listening when I was 4 or 5, and that was back in 48. So yep. I'm almost 80, and I'm interested. I like their starting lineup. I wish Njigba was in right field instead of Connor Joe. I
so
wish
do
they
we.
Kept Swaggerty.
So
and
do
I
we.
Think I'm very interested in Henry Davis and Rodriguez coming up to catch by midseason, and I'm interested in Quinn Priester and Mike Burrows coming up to take a start. And I worry about Brubaker being hurt now and on the IL, but I kind of like Oviedo, Contreras having a chance to start with Mitch Keller, and I think
listen
if the starting pitching holds up, we will be very interested. I listen and watch every game, all 162 of them, and so, you know, I'm going to be 80 years old, and I still love the Pirates, and I just wanted to say that.
Well, let's keep you on here for a moment, because now, Foles, we have an opportunity for some wise counsel from one of our elders.
And
we
this is a classic baseball man. He
yes.
is a baseball
right.
man through and through.
I'm a damn elder. Jesus Christ. Where'd you come from?
So what would you tell people who have been just embittered to the point of never watching again? What would be your counsel to those people having been through everything? I mean, you know, you have people who go back to Aramis Ramirez. Forget about Ralph Kiner getting traded. You have people who only go back that far. Or we just had a guy who's ticked off about Brian Reynolds, understandably. But
right.
you were jaded. Not jaded. You were hurt. You said it at a young age. Yep. It's like for me in Buffalo when I was an innocent little foal. And they traded Bob McAdoo. I wasn't even aware like that was – why would you sell a player for money? Like, how's that part of sports? That was my first sort of sports injury as far as growing up. It sounds like yours was Ralph Kiner. What would you tell these people who have understandably turned off the Pirates forever because they couldn't take it anymore?
I think they have a right to feel upset and hurt, upset with the current ownership. Because I feel that way too, but as the one caller said, we're never going to have a salary cap. Hockey had to set out a year before they had the chance to win a ping pong ball with Crosby. So I would say, even though patience is a tough word for people that have been listening or watching this long, I think you have to stay interested as a baseball fan. You certainly don't want to have any of your major teams leave the city. And what it would do to industry and downtown, and Pittsburgh brings back so much to the community. I think with this new team, give them another year or two and let them see what they can do with the strong players coming up. They got the number one draft choice this year again. I'm interested in it. I'll watch the draft, and I'll sit with bated breath and see who they take. Hopefully they take that kid from LSU, but I sat through them signing people. They signed Tabata. They signed Marte. They signed McCutcheon. They signed players. People said, well, if they sign them. If they sign Reynolds, people will be upset about that. But they have a right to be upset. I open a beer every time they have a win.
You haven't been drunk much lately, I'll tell you that.
Not at all. And you went through your own heartache with Buffalo losing 4 Super Bowls. So you've been through a lot of heartache, and you keep coming back. And I think the Pirate fans will come back because there was nothing like that playoff game when they played Cincinnati. Jesus, I wish I'd have been there. That had to be one of the most exciting events in Pittsburgh sports. So you've let me get a lot off my chest, but I'm interested. I'm going to watch them on Thursday. I have cancer treatment for a tumor on my liver, but I have an appointment Thursday, and I'm facing this like I faced the Pirates. I got to stay strong, and it's tough to do sometimes, but I'm interested in them. I'm hoping that they're competitive this year, and I like Cruz at the top of the lineup. They've got him for 4 or 5 more years, and I'm waiting to see the excitement. Put Swaggart or Njigba in right field, and I think I'll be even happier.
But man, we agree with that. We agree with that.
Starting rotation gets better. So,
well, I hope everything goes well with those treatments, Bill. Yes. This was truly a great call.
I really appreciate it. And I think you ought to call the PM show, M&M show, Maytag and Malzy, because Pony's such an agitator, you could call him Maytag and Malzy, and that would be a great name for that 2 p.m. show.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Take care.
Take care, man.
Wow.
Wow.
What a baseball man that guy is, huh?
And what a soothing voice. And then
to
be going through that this week. Yeah.
I feel like I just talked to Vin Scully a little bit.
I know. I was thinking he had that type of voice, like a Mr. Rogers, like a soothing kind of
broadcast, old school broadcaster
yes.
voice.
That was,
I feel better after that.
Yeah. That was incredible. And to be going through what he's going to go through this week and still be caring about this.
Wish him the best, man.
Yes. That was interesting, man. From start to end. Can take down the music. Back to our cars on our way home. Hopefully as better people, Bolsey, from these sessions.
Hopefully by listening to these sessions, you're in a better place as well, listening out there.
Yeah. All right. Let's move to hockey, shall we?
We shall. Maybe we'll come back to this if people are up for it.
Absolutely. Uphill Hockey Talk with Tyler Kennedy is next. And listen, I've been saying this for 2 weeks, that Casey DeSmith is the guy they should go with now because he can't depend on the other guy. I wonder if Tyler agrees. Let's talk to him about that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Man, it sure is. And Tyler, this is an interesting time for the Penguins right now. Tyler Kennedy on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon around every corner creates real-life magic for guests. They're fighting to get in, and the goalies are an interesting topic. A lot of people feel like Casey DeSmith should just be the guy right now. I happen to be in that camp. What would you do if you're Sully? Like, if Jari's ready to go, do you just automatically keep playing him if he's healthy, or do you give DeSmith a little run?
What I think is going to happen, and what I feel should happen, are totally two different things. I think you run with the hot hand. I just think it's good. I just think, especially with goalies, when they feel it, it just builds momentum. So I would go back with DeSmith again. I thought he played phenomenal. And I think it'll kind of maybe wake Jari up a little bit, that there is some pressure for him to earn that starting position. But do I think Mike Sullivan's going back to Jari? 100%.
Is there any truth to when people say that players might play differently based on the goaltender in net? Like, do you have any recollection of that as you're playing the game of, hey, we got our backup in there, or, hey, we have our starter in here, you know, we're going to play any differently?
Not so much like starter and backup. It was more if a guy got called up. You know what I mean? If a goalie got called up and he got a start and it was maybe a first game in the NHL, or he doesn't get too many opportunities to play, I think you play a little bit harder because you want to win a little bit more for him. But from backup to starter, I never changed my game. It wasn't like, hey, this guy's not as good as this, our starter, so we're going to play a little bit simpler, a little bit more safe. You know, again, I never change my game, and I don't think too many players do. It might look like it, but I don't think players change because of who's starting in net.
What do you think of DeSmith overall? Sort of a fighter type that guys can rally around. Do you think he could win them a playoff series? What do you think of him as a goalie?
I think he's good. Like, again, I think he's a really good goaltender. I think it's more for him as consistency, is being able to string 2 weeks together where he's really good. You know, again, I've seen him have one or two really good games, and the next game he gets pulled. You know, for him, I always thought it was consistency. I think that's what I'm really looking for from him, is that consistency part of it. But when he is playing, and he is playing well for those one or two or three games, he's a really good goalie. And I think he probably, again, I'm not that confident that he can steal a series or play well for a series yet. Again, there's still some time in the year to prove me wrong, but he needs an opportunity to do that also.
So you made some news, I think it was last week, with the PM guys here, Tyler, where you said not only do you think the Pirates could, or the Pirates are on our mind here, that the Penguins could steal a first-round series, but that they would, even against the Bruins. Can you enlighten us a little more on that?
I do. I think when the Penguins are playing well, and I think when they're playing loose and there's no pressure, I just feel like there's an opportunity to upset. It's happened so much in the NHL where an 8 seed come and upset the first seed, and it's because when we played the Islanders that one year, we felt like we were going to smoke them, and they end up winning one game. And as soon as they won the one game that no one expected them to win, they got so much confidence from that, and they were playing so loose, where we thought we were obviously better, but we felt so much pressure to beat them because we were supposed to. So it definitely changes from, you know, it's definitely an opportunity for the Penguins to get more of that underdog role, which I think they would excel in.
Do you think the Penguins have felt that pressure the past couple of years in the playoffs, in the first round?
Not since, like, 2019. The pressure to win like that?
Yeah.
To go. No, I don't think until after the Cup. I think after the Cup, there's, you know, they felt the pressure to win. But ever since then, I don't think they've had that much pressure to win the Stanley Cup. I think they've always had pressure to maybe win the round, but to go far, I don't think there's been that much pressure on them or expected of them. Sorry.
That's all right. Tyler Kennedy on the Nemecolon fan hotline. So when you say that you guys thought you were going to smoke the Islanders, like, what is that kind of talk like when going into a playoff series? Like, do guys, how do you know that that's the general feeling among the team? Guys are saying, these guys can't compete with us? Or what is that talk like going into a series?
I don't think there's the talk. I think it's more of just, again, seeing where everyone stands in the standings. You know, they're EC. They, you know, you won 20 more games than them. You're obviously, when you look around the lineup, our lineup's a lot stronger than theirs. But I think the message from the staff was, don't take these guys lightly. You know, they've been playing playoff hockey for, you know, right, like when you think about the Penguins, they've been playing playoff hockey right now. They're going to have to play a playoff hockey all the way through. And if they do get in, they've learned how to play well under the pressure of every game means something. So that was more of the concept or the message from the guys and the staff and the coaching staff in the room before playoffs.
Tyler, how do they get Mikhail Granlund going? Or was this a mistake bringing this guy in?
Can I skip this question? No. You know what? I think he's obviously versatile and everything, but he's an expensive, versatile player. You know, do I see a big difference from him and Teddy Bluger? No. Do I still think you got to get a little bit more comfortable with him? Yes. But again, we're going to the playoffs here, and he's got to start, you know, proving his value. It just seems like, to be honest, it's just a little vanilla for me. You know, there's nothing like, I'm like, wow, I like that part of his game. You know, I think he works hard. He's up and down. He kind of does all the little things, but it's nothing that grabs your eye.
Man, that's for sure. I mean, he came in as a point producer. I mean, he did have 64 points last year. That's not a small number, but I haven't seen any of that playmaking ability, or very little of it anyways. Is that maybe a function of who he's playing with? If he hits on the right combo, the guy can obviously produce points. You don't get 64, I don't think, by accident, right?
Right, and know what? It's opportunity, too. Guys, don't forget, I scored 21 goals one year, and the next year I think I had five. Yeah. I think it's a lot of opportunity. You know, when you get put out there in the power play, you start, you know, getting that tapping back goal where you're struggling, or you get that assist where maybe it was a second assist because you're playing with good players. That means a ton in the NHL. And again, ice time. So maybe he's just not getting the ice time. Maybe he's just more playing with better players last year. And now he's more into a third, fourth line role where he's kind of having a hard time adjusting to it, where before he was a power play guy, he was thinking himself as a point getter. Now he's more of a shutdown guy.
Tyler, I wanted to move out west here all the way to Seattle and ask you, which one of these facts surprise you more? Jared McCann, and these guys are all, Sprong and Brandon Tanev are part of a very good fourth line out there. But which surprises you more, that Jared McCann is sitting here with 35 goals, or that Daniel Sprong has 19 goals, 39 points, and is a plus 12 in 11 minutes a game, I might add. The dude plays 11 minutes a game.
Daryl Sprong does. Wow.
Yeah.
But that's just, I think, opportunity finding his fit. I think the biggest mistake the Penguins have made in the last 5 years was letting Jared McCann walk.
Yeah.
He played in my hometown in Sault Ste. Marie. I knew him. I trained with him growing up a little bit because he was a young guy when I was going back home in Sault Ste. Marie. And he had such a goal scoring touch that he's in that Phil Kessel being able to score goals in the right opportunity. And when I saw them let him walk at his age, I just couldn't believe it. Because when you think of the next generation of Penguin players, he would have been such a good fit. Again, when I think of him like a Gensel, you know, like Gensel, he just has that knack for scoring goals, and so does McCann. And you don't find that very often, being able to score 35 goals in the NHL with still time remaining. So that was maybe, if not the biggest surprise, disappointment when they let him go.
Tyler, you keep talking about opportunity and maybe just chemistry on lines. I texted you a photo of a framed photo that I found. It's of you, of Matt Cook, and of Jordan Staal, and you autographed that as well. So for that line, talking about opportunities, when did you guys know that you had something special with that line, and what do you think made it work so well?
I think we were all pretty good friends. You know, me and Staal, we were roommates. We lived beside each other. We did so much together, and we were very open on what we wanted done on the line. And the second one was we all kind of bring something different to the table. I was kind of that bumblebee that ran around this and that. Matt Cook created a room. Installzy was that solid player that did everything right and was good at everything. So we bring a lot. We knew we would be good together, and we just gelled really well. And another thing, the coach played us for years together. It wasn't like we played with each other for like a month. You know, we played 2 or 3 years together, and you just build that chemistry over time. And that's another big one. Again, the longer you play with someone, the more you have that feel on where they're going on the ice, that, you know, that without looking, know where they are. So that's another big one. But that's, I think, the biggest reasons why we were successful.
Tyler, we appreciate the time, man. Great stuff as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Hopefully we're in a good position next week, too.
That would be good. Thanks, man.
All right, boys. See ya.
Man, was he good today, huh, Folsy?
He was on point.
What did you make of all that? What stood out to you?
Well, I mean, he's a believer in this team. And, you know, I mentioned this last week. I think Jay Caulfield's kind of in the same spot where they look at where the Penguins are right now. They're not out of the playoff race. They're in the playoffs right now. They're 3 points ahead of Florida.
Yeah.
And they look at Sid, Gino, and Letang, and they say, I can't count those guys out. And it seems kind of cliched at this point, but I think there's some truth to it as well. Maybe these guys aren't going to let this team totally fall apart here.
Yeah, I think they're going to make it. Man, are the Panthers helping them, huh?
Yeah.
They just keep losing. Coming up, let's jump around to a few different topics that just leapt off the page. It's leapt and not leaped. Am I correct about that, Folsy?
That's a good question.
Or did it leap off the page? They leaped off the page.
Leaped. That sounds better.
Jumped would be good, but I didn't want to use jump 2 times in a row. I thought I would alter that.
Leaped.
Leaped. Or yeah. Leapt. I think it's leapt. I do.
Maybe.
Coming up, we'll do that, including an incident in an NBA game where a player took a swipe at a fan. And then Jason Mackey, top of the hour, I want to know who's going to be in this rotation at the start of the season and who's going to make the final roster. I got a lot of questions for Jason Mackey, who covers the Pirates for the Post-Gazette. Did you see the Bradley Beal incident, Washington Wizards guard? Did you see that, Folsy?
I didn't.
Some guy, let me make sure I have whether this was in D.C. or a road game. The headline is Cops Investigate Beal After Incident with Fan. Okay, so this was in Orlando. So I was actually in Orlando, I think. No, I wasn't. This was last Tuesday. They're coming off the court. It was a loss for the Wizards to the Magic, okay? And a fan, according to the police report, remarked to Beal, you made me lose $1,300, you something that begins with an F. And Beal, according to the report, turned around, walked toward a friend of the man who made the comment, and swatted his right hand toward him, knocking the man's hat off and contacting the left side of his head. So they heard on the footage, Beal say this is his job, he takes it seriously, and the man is heard apologizing, implying he did not intend to offend him. I guess this was the friend or the man who actually said this. It would be hard not to offend somebody by saying you made me lose $1,300, you blank blank.
Right.
But man, you just can't do this. You just can't do it. And believe me, I would have trouble. I think anybody would have trouble if someone said that to you of keeping your cool in that situation. But you can't do it.
I know.
You can't take a swipe at somebody.
This is unfortunately part of being a professional athlete, right? That you guys, people can, they feel empowered standing in the stands thinking that you're not going to come after them or touch them in any way. And they say whatever they want to you because they feel like they can.
Right.
You know, and it's one of those weird scenarios in life. Honestly, I don't know of many other scenarios in life where somebody feels empowered to say something like that.
Twitter.
With no repercussions. Yeah, Twitter.
But you're right. Talking in person in right person. To you. It's different. Yeah,
exactly.
It's way different. So we'll see how that one plays out. Aaron Rodgers, he says that the Packers didn't seem interested, and now the GM whose name I still can't pronounce after all these years, I'll call him Brian G., said Monday at the NFL's annual league meetings that he tried to reach Rodgers, quote, many times since their final meeting in January, and the dude never got back to him. Who do you believe here? Yeah, well, for 1 week, he was definitely in darkness. I get that. But seriously, your boss is calling you, trying to work this. I mean, this is kind of a big deal, Aaron, right? It's only the whole future of the franchise. Can we sit down like adults and work out a trade? You just don't return calls and then maybe, it would appear, lie about how they didn't seem interested? Come on.
I absolutely believe Brian G. in this scenario. I mean, is it really that unbelievable that Aaron Rodgers would not answer calls and texts and just completely freeze them out and then go on a McAfee show or whatever, however he got this out there, that they didn't seem interested in him? I believe that 100% he would do something like that. And that's why people, when they say that this guy is all drama, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about here. You know, I know that he goes on McAfee and says, oh, if people think I'm, you know, this drama queen or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, this is the scenarios why we think that, Aaron.
I mean, believe me, I think there's a decent chance he transforms the Jets into a major threat. But there's a 40% chance he just ruins everything as well because he's flighty. You know,
I think it's either going to be,
to say the least,
really good or really, really bad.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't think there's much in between.
Give me one word on these little topics. Ohtani to make an MLB record $65 million in 2023. Two words at the most for that, Folsy.
Much deserved.
Not enough. McDavid, first player to hit 140 points since 96.
Best player right now.
That's four words,
Sorry.
Folsy.
Sorry.
Best player is fine. Yeah. Incrinculant, I would say to that.
Nice.
There was one other here that jumped off the page. Oh, the Bruins right now. That's what jumps off the page. They, let me make sure I have my numbers right, are on pace to have the all-time record in wins and the all-time record in points, which was set by Tampa Bay a few years back. They wind up getting swept by Columbus, but this team could wind up with 64 wins, Folsy.
Upset candidate?
Before we get to that, I have to say, truly remarkable.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It is.
But
in this day and age, when nobody saw this coming from them this season, nobody. They were an aging Penguin. They were in the Penguins batch. You throw them, the Capitals, the Bruins. Their best players are old, except for Pasternak. Before the season, I'm talking. You were saying that. And man, they went out and got a goalie under the radar, and they're for the regular season, they might be the greatest team in hockey history. I'm not saying making playoff predictions. The numbers speak for themselves.
I think that's been the most surprising part of it is Allmark. I mean, was this guy really, you said, under the radar? I mean, how many people casual hockey fans had heard of this guy?
I know, but his Swayman has the same numbers.
Yeah.
So it makes me believe it's their functions
system.
Of the system. I don't know. Thank you, Folsy.
Thank you, Joe.
Coming up, is Mackie still in Bradenton, or is he back?
He is driving currently to Cincinnati. He's going to be in the car.
From Florida?
From Florida, yes.
Holy horse milk.
It's like 14 hours, he said.
Well, that'll be interesting. We have a lot to talk about. Pirates opening day roster taking shape. Let's talk to Mackie about all things Pirates 2 days from the opener here in Cincy. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.